Are you having trouble shaking thoughts about what happened Sunday night in Vegas? If so, it's okay. You're not alone. Colleges across Utah are making counselors available to speak to students about it. Tamara Robinette is a licensed clinical social worker at Weber State. She says it's perfectly normal for Utahns to feel affected, even if they weren't in the crowd on the Vegas Strip.
I've heard from the students that have come in as, that could have been me, or that could have been my family. Here in Utah, it's not uncommon for people to run down to Las Vegas. We do it a lot. It's not that far of a drive. So for them to realize, I could have been in that crowd, or my family could have been in that crowd. We've been in similar festivals, and we've been in outdoor concerts. So it felt like, ooh, just this close to me and my family, which when it's a subway in London, it doesn't quite do that, right? But when it's an outdoor concert at Las Vegas, that one did it.
Feelings of shock, sadness, frustration, anger, they're all perfectly understandable after such a horrifying crime. Robinette, though, says there's a simple way to know if speaking to a counselor might help.
If it's interfering in what you want to do day to day. So a gloominess that has settled over and you're not sure why, you're just kind of stuck in that. It didn't last for a short time. It's lasting too long. Could it be because of this violence that has hit close to home and that it's on your mind? If you're overprotective, that's a judgment. People might be a little bit more protective of their family members right now for a while. But is it overprotective? Is it, I won't let my child walk to school, I drive them to school? Am I telling terrible stories to my children? Like, there could be this happen, there could be that happen. Am I frightening my family members in my method of trying to protect them? That doesn't protect them, to scare them on something that they're helpless about.
Robinette says the fact that much of what happened in Vegas was live streamed or broadcast on the news has made this a vicarious experience for people who were hundreds of miles away.